Okay, before you listen to the teaching, read Ephesians chapter 4. So pause it for now and then start again when you've read it.
Okay.
Now this is the first Sunday of the Iranian Afghan New Year. Yeah, the old year has passed away.
The
new year has begun.
Yeah,
we celebrate the start of something new. We make all kinds of preparations. Setting up a special table.
We're
putting on nice clothes. Yeah, we wake up in the middle of the night. To celebrate it with our loved ones.
Yeah,
we're looking for music to fit the occasion. And then afterwards, for the next days or even longer, we wish everybody happy new year. At the start of a new year. Yeah, a celebration we faithfully keep every year. Today I want to talk about two other starts. New beginnings that even have more significance than our yearly New Year celebration. And the first is the start of our walk with Christ. Yeah, new life. Salvation. Yeah, becoming a new creature in Christ. And this is a one-time. Yeah, one-time start. Yeah, once and for all events. Then the second is celebrating it every single day. Our daily walk as a Christian.
Yeah,
putting on that new man. Walking in the Spirit. And my purpose today is not so much to teach new doctrines, but to remind us of things we probably already know, and to encourage you to do something which we also probably already know this to do. But sometimes we fail to do
this.
Now, let's start with the first point. Yeah, the start of a Christian walk. Yeah, the start of new life in Christ. Go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17.
پس اگر کسی در مسیح باشد، خلقت تازه ای، چیزهای کهنه درگذشت، این از همه چیز تازه شده است.
If any man be in Christ,
اگر کسی در مسیح باشد،
meaning if any man is saved,
اگر هر کسی نجات داشته باشد،
that person is a new creature.
خلقتی تازه است.
All things are become new.
چیزهای کهنه همش تازه میشه.
Now, how can we become new?
چجوری میتونیم تازه بشیم؟
How can we be a new creature in Christ?
چجوری میتونیم یک خلقت تازه در مسیح باشیم؟
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish but has everlasting life.
خدا آنقدر جهان را محبت نمود که یگانه فرزند خود را داد که هر کسی به آن ایمان آورد حلاک نگردد بلکه حیات جاودان.
Yeah, by believing on the only begotten Son, Jesus.
یعنی در حقیقت ایمان آوردن به تنها یگانه پسر خداوند
Yeah, that is what saves. Yeah, that is what when you will not perish and have everlasting life. And also that it is set in current tense. You have it now.
زندگی جاوید یا بعد الان حاضر در حال حاضر به دست میاری نه اینکه در آینده به دست میاری.
Yeah, if that life would not be everlasting because you could lose it.
اگر اون زندگی جاوید نبود و میتونستی از دستش بدی.
Yeah, the first would be alive.
این آیه دروغ بود.
Yeah, when you believe.
وقتی ایمان داری.
It's yours.
مال شما.
You have it.
مال شما و شما دارید.
John 10:28.
یوحنا 10:28.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
من به آنها حیات جاودانی می‌دهم و تا به ابد هلاک نخواهند شد. به هیچ کس آنها را از دست من نخواهد گرفت.
What did we need to do?
امروز باید چیکار کنیم؟
Just believe.
فقط ایمان بیاریم.
What is the gift?
هدیه‌مون چیه؟
Everlasting life.
زندگی جاودانی.
Life without end.
زندگی که پایانی نداره.
Is there anything you can do, any sin you can commit?
آیا کاری هست که بتونی انجام بدی؟ آیا گناهی هست که بتونی انجام بدی؟
Yeah, after you believe this,
will make it through. که این حقیقت رو از دست بدی.
No, God works then.
سلام به خداوند همیشه ایستاده.
Yeah, once you're saved, there's nothing you can change.
که نجات پیدا کردی، از اون به بعد هیچ چیزی نمی‌تونه اون را
تغییر بده. Salvation is not dependent on how good you are.
بستگی به این نداره که چه آدم خوبی هستی.
Or how good you're turning away from your sins.
موفق شدی از گناه.
Or how many good works you're doing.
چه کارهای نیکو انجام دادی.
Yeah, we do not trust in our works. Period. Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
نه به سبب اعمالی که ما به عدالت کرده بودیم، بلکه محض رحمت خود ما را نجات داد. به قسم تولدی تازه و تازگی که از روح القدس است.
Not by good works.
نه با اعمال.
But by his mercy we are saved.
بلکه با رحمت او ما نجات
شدیم. Ephesians 2:8-9.
افسسیان 2:8-9.
Yeah, famous verse. We all know it.
آیه‌ای که هممون شاید از حس باشیم.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves; it's the gift of God, not of works, that any man should boast.
و نه از اعمال تا هیچ زیرا که به فیض نجات یافتید به وسیله ایمان و این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خدا و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
It's not a verse.
هیچ اعمالی هیچ نیست.
Romans 4:5.
رومیان 4 آیه 5. و اما کسی که عمل نکند بلکه ایمان آورد به او که بیدینان را عادل می شمارد ایمان او عدالت
محسوب میشود.
یه کسی هست که عملی نداره.
But believe.
اما ایمان داره.
And he is justified.
و عدالت محسوب
میشود. عادل محسوب.
ایمانش برای عدالتش
محسوب میشود. Yeah, this person is saved without any
work. بدون هیچ عملی.
And the last one we look at will be Romans 11:6.
و آخریش رومیان 11 آیه 6.
And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work.
اگر از راه فیض است دیگر از اعمال نیست وگرنه فیض دیگر فیض نیست اما اگر از اعمال است دیگر از فیض نیست و لا عمل دیگر عمل نیست.
Yeah, I think Paul makes it pretty clear here that you're saved by grace.
اعلام میکنه حتی فیض نه از اعمال که نجات پیدا
کرده. And that has nothing to do with work.
فیضمون هیچ ربطی به عملمون نداره و متفاوته.
Yeah, they're not compatible with each other. If it will be of grace, then it cannot be of works. Because if it would be of works, then it would be no longer grace. Yeah, so we start this new life solely based on grace. By believing, by faith. In Jesus Christ.
با ایمانمون با نجات داشتن به عیسی مسیح ایمان داشتن به عیسی مسیح.
One time event.
یک بار اتفاق افتاده.
Where you become this new creature.
که شدیم یک خلقت تازه.
Yeah, where you are born again.
که دوباره تولدی تازه پیدا کردی.
Not born again and again and again.
بعد دوباره تولد پیدا کنی.
After which you will never die, have everlasting life.
زندگی که هیچ وقت مرگ نخواهد داشت و زندگی جاودانی خواهد داشت. مرمون شدیم با روح خودستی که در درون ما
زندگی
و تضمینی هست برای زندگی
همون
تا روزی که دوباره به توی عیسی مسیح بریم.
Yeah. So we started a new life. We got saved.
زندگی تازه رو شروع کردیم. نجات پیدا کردیم.
We became a new creature.
یک خلقت تازه پیدا کردیم.
All things have become new.
همه چیز تازه شده.
But it raises a question.
اما یه سوالی برای همه ما پیش میاد.
What does that mean?
به چه معنی
all things became new.
همه چیز تازه شده یعنی چی؟
Now some people read 2 Corinthians 5:17, which we just read.
بعضی دوم قرنتیان فصل 5 آیه 17 رو میخونن.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new.
پس اگر کسی در مسیح باشد، خلقتی تازه ای، چیزهای کهنه درگذشت، اینک همه چیز تازه شده.
And they will say, if you truly say, you don't do any sins.
دیگه گناه نمی کنی.
Is that what we just read in all these verses before?
آیای قبلی که خونده می رو به ما نشون میده.
Yeah, they just say, whosoever believes shall not perish, have everlasting life.
هر کسی که نجات پیدا کرد مجازات نخواهد شد و زندگی جاوید خواهد داشت.
As long as she will not sin anymore.
تا زمانی که گناه نکنه، تا زمانی که اشتباه نکنه.
Is that what it says?
آیا واقعا این آیه این رو هم زده؟
Or you're saved by grace through faith, not of yourself.
تو با طریق فیض و طریق ایمان نجات پیدا کردی نه طرف خودت.
Except turning away from all your sin and living a perfect life.
زندگی کامل و گیت داشته باشی.
No, it doesn't say that.
نه این حرف نمیزنه.
And the Bible says, if you confess our sins, that's the wrong verse. And it's obvious that this is false. Yeah, but there's another group that looks at this verse, and who read all things are become new, and say, you are a new creature in Christ, so now there has to be some outward proof of that, outward change. Yeah, first of all, that's not what the verb actually says. It doesn't say some things become new. It says all things become new. It means sinless perfection, all things, if you want to read it like that. And those who are pushing for this, for these outward changes,
that's
proof your salvation, they're confusing people. Because people look at their lives, and they see that there's sin there, there's this problem with certain things, and they think, it's a proof of my salvation. And they start doubting their salvation, because they will say, hey, you need to have outward change, otherwise you're not a Christian. And they think, oh, I need to try harder.
Work harder.
And now you have a works-based religion via the back door. Now, what is the confusion here? Now, the confusion is that they do not realize that there is an old man and a new man. And that starts out the second part of the sermon. Yeah, putting on the new man, living in newness of life. Now, here's what changed.
They
all became new the moment you got
saved.
Your dead spirit was quickened.
Yeah,
was made alive. It revived.
روح خداوند درونتون زنده
شد. Your eternal destiny changed.
مقصد ابدیتون تغییر پیدا کرد.
Yeah, you were destined to go to hell, eternal punishment.
مقصد زندگیتون به جهنم و مجازات ابدی بود. اما لحظه که نجات پیدا کردید.
Your destiny changed.
اون مقصد زندگیتون عوض شد.
To everlasting life.
زندگی جاوید و حیات جاوید در مسیح.
To be with Jesus.
که با مسیح باشیم. با خداوند باشیم.
Now, the moment you got saved, the Holy Spirit moved into your He came and lived in you. And He is the one who leads you into all truth. Yeah, because also when you got saved, your eyes are open. You are enlightened. Now you can actually understand the Bible.
Yeah,
the Bible says that the things of the Spirit can only be understood by the Spirit.
فقط با روح خداوند است.
Yeah, that spirit that is now made alive in you.
اون روحی که در درون شما زنده است.
The new creature.
یک خلقت تازه که در درون شما.
And you have become a child of God.
و الان شما شدی بچه فرزند خداوند.
Yeah, God is your father now.
خداوند شده پدر شما.
And it also means that the love of father will correct his children.
و پدری که واقعاً عاشق شما شما رو هم تربیت خواهد کرد.
Yeah, where before you were saved.
قبل از اینکه نجات پیدا کنی.
You might have been getting away with certain things in your life. But not as one of God's children. Now God is chastening you. Now He chastens every soul. So a lot has changed. Now you became this new creature in Christ. Now, what did not change? That's the old man. The flesh? It's still there. Yeah, the carnal earth.
اون انسان جدی درون ما هست.
Now there are some false teachers.
بعضی از معلمین دروغی دنیای
امروز
وجود نداره.
That is simply not true.
درست نیست.
Listen to what Paul said about himself. In Romans 7, verse 14. For we know that the spirit that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
زیرا می دانیم که شریعت روحانی اما من جسمانی و زیر گناه فروخته شده است.
There is an old Arno, an old man.
یک آرنوی قدیمی، یک آرنوی جسمانی هست.
But then now there's also a new, quickened Arno.
اما حالا یک آرنوی جدید، یک آرنوی تازه خلق شده در درون من. اون روحانی بودن من درونم.
Yeah, the old man will eventually die.
اون انسان آرنوی قدیمی بالاخره از بین خواهد رفت و حتما میمیره.
The new man
اما آرنوی جدید
has everlasting life.
زندگی جاوید داره و تا ابد میمونه.
So there's a start of a new life once when we got
saved.
But then daily, we should start the day with deciding to walk in that new life. Do not live like the old man, but to put on the new man. Go to Ephesians. Chapter 4, verse 24. And as you put on the new man, which after God was created in righteousness and through holiness. Now, this sounds like something that happened automatically. No, we have to do it. We
باید
have
بپوشیمش.
To
باید عمل کنیم.
The new man.
باید بپوشید. باید اون انسان جدید رو بتن کنید. انسانیت تازه رو بتن کنید.
If somebody does not put on the new man,
اگه کسی انسانیت تازه رو بتن نکنه,
how will that person's life look like?
زندگی اون فرد چجوری خواهد
شد? Now, like before they were saved.
مثل قبل از اینکه نجات پیدا کرده.
It will just look like the old man.
مثل این میمونه که انسان قدیمی اتفاق
Does that mean that the new man doesn't exist? No, he's there. But he's not put on. Yeah. So the new man is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Yeah.
Now read on in Ephesians 4. 25 till 30, just to the end, 30
to the end. هر کس با همسایه خود راست بگوید زیرا که ما اعضای یکدیگریم خشم گیرید و گناه مورزید خوشی و خشم شما غرور نکند ابلیس را مجال ندهید دوست دیگر دزدی نکند بلکه به دستهای خود کار نیکو کرده زحمت بکشد تا بتواند به او که نیاز دارد چیزی بدهد هیچ سخن بد از دهان شما بیرون نیاید بلکه آنچه به حسب نیاز و برای بنای نیکو باشد تا شنوندگان را فیض رساند و روح القدس خدا را که به او تا روز رستگاری مهر شده اید غمگین مسازید و هر گونه تلخی و غضب و خشم و فریاد و بدگویی و هر کینه توزی را از خود دور کنید و با یکدیگر مهربان باشید و رحیم و همدیگر را عفو نمایید و چنان که خدا به خاطر مسیح شما را هم آمرزیده است.
Now, are these people that Paul speaks to, are they saved?
آیا کسایی که پولس در موردشون صحبت میکنه نجات دارن؟
Now, first of all, this is a letter to the church in Ephesus.
اول از همه این نامه از کلیسای افسوس به کلیسای افسوس.
But look at verse 30.
هم آیه 30 رو نگاه کنید.
It is written to those who are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God until the day of redemption.
در مورد کسایی صحبت میکنه که با روح القدس خداوند تا روز رستگاری مهر شدن. به اونا داره صحبت.
There's no question if these people are saved or not.
که برای کسایی که نوشته شده نجات
داشتن.
اینا مسیحیایی اون زمان بودن که پولس برایشون نامه نوشته. کسایی بودن که نجات پیدا کرده بودن.
Now, are these people living in sinless perfection?
آیا این کسایی که زندگی میکردن زندگی بیگناه و بیعیب داشتن؟
No, far from it.
نه، خیلی دور از این.
That is why Paul is addressing them.
پولس داره نامه براشون میگه.
What are they into?
چه کارهایی دارن انجام میدن؟
Lying.
دروغ گفتن.
Stealing, they're grieving the Holy Spirit.
در حقیقت روح القدس خداوند را غمگین می‌کنه.
Now, let us think for a moment. Yeah, the Holy Spirit that lives in you. Yeah, you're grieving Him. Yeah, when you walk in sin. Yeah, so you're grieving God. When you decide to sin. And the list continues. It's bitterness, wrath, anger. Yeah, evil speakers. Is this the new creature in Christ that is doing this?
انسان جدید در مسیح داره این کارو میکنه.
It is new man.
آیا این انسان جدید در زندگی ما؟
That is created in righteousness and true holiness according to
verse 24.
No, this is the old man.
نه، این انسان قدیمی.
The old man lies.
اون انسان قدیمی چی دروغ میگه؟
The new man.
اون انسان جدید.
Tells the truth.
حقیقت رو میگه.
The old man feels.
انسان قدیمی دزدی میکنه.
Yeah, the new man gives.
انسان جدید میگه.
Et cetera.
و ادامه داره.
So if you're into these things, then that is your old man. And you're not putting on the new man. So can we say that we will just do things right automatically after we got saved? Yeah, let's get sit back in our chair and the Holy Spirit will do the job for us. Enjoy the ride. After all, your faith. Yeah, now automatically you should have a profound witness.
It's
a
holy
faith. No, that's not in the Bible. We need to put on the new man. Yeah. Is it possible for a faith person to lie and steal? Yes, it is. And faith person can live like he lived before. There is a difference. Yeah, if someone is truly saved. Now you're a child of God. And you're not going to get away with your sin. God will bring correction to your life. But if you look at the person from the outside who lies and speaks and you might think, that's not a Christian. Yeah, why? Because we're not supposed to do these things. But then Paul is not addressing the Ephesians for nothing. Yeah, he's addressing it because they're lying and stealing.
اینو گفت چون داشتن دروغ میگفتن چون داشتن دروغ میگفتن.
Yeah, save people who have the Holy Spirit.
کسایی که روح القدس داشتن. کسایی که نجات پیدا کرده بودن.
Yeah, that saved them until the day of redemption.
آزاد شده بودن تا روز آخر.
Are capable of doing
it. قادرن گناه کنن.
Now, if you do not put on the new man,
اگر انسان جدید رو حریزه بتن نکنیم,
you will live like the old man.
شما هم مثل انسان قدیمی و انسانی زندگی.
Yeah, the old man will take control over daily operations.
اون انسان قدیمی کنترل زندگی هر روزتون رو به دست میگیره.
And there may be no witness in your life.
شاید شهادتی تو زندگی شما وجود نداشته.
Of the existence of the new man, the new creature, right?
اون خالق جدید اصلا وجود داشته.
Because from the outside.
چون در بیرون.
Yeah, we cannot see what's going on the inside.
Now,
of course, that's not okay. Paul tells us to put on the new man.
Go to
Romans. Romans chapter 5. And read verses 20 to chapter 6, verse 6.
اما شریعت در میان آمد. تا خطا افزون شود اما جایی که گناه افزون گشت فیض بی‌نهایت افزون تر گردید تا آنکه چنان که گناه در مرگ حکمرانی کرد همچنین فیض نیز حکمرانی نماید به عدالت برای حیات جاودانی به واسطه خداوندمان عیسی مسیح پس چه گوییم آیا در گناه بمانیم تا فیض افزون گردد به هیچ روی ما که از گناه مردیم چگونه دیگر در آن زندگی کنیم آیا نمیدانیم که همه ما که در مسیح عیسی تعمید یافتیم در مرگ او تعمید یافتیم پس چون که در مرگ او تعمید یافتیم با او دست شدیم تا آنکه به همان گونه که مسیح به جلال پدر از مردگان برخاست و ما نیز در تازگی حیات رفتار نماییم زیرا اگر در شباهت مرگ او متحد شده ایم هر آینه در قیامت وی نیز چنین خواهیم شد زیرا این را میدانیم که انسان قدیم ما با او مصلوب شد تا بدن گناه نابود گشته دیگر گناه را بندگی نکنه.
So Or should we continue in sin and grace lay
around?
God forbid. Yes, we are to put living in sin. We are to walk in newness of life. Yeah, we are to put on the new man. And that's something we need to do on a daily basis. Yeah, the new start every morning. Yeah, we need to celebrate the new day. And here's how we can celebrate. Yeah, not with physical clothes. Physical preparation.
That
was spiritual thing.
Putting
on the new man. Walking in newness of life. Start reading the Word. The Bible in the morning. Start your day with that. Pray. Lift your day up to God. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs of the Bible. You have to be filled with the Spirit. Yeah, set your day out with spiritual things. By focusing on the things of God. And then during the day,
perfect.
Yeah, do the good work that God has prepared for you. And that includes sharing the good news. Does that come automatically?
آیا اوتوماتیک بار میشه به شرط
no.
نه نمیشه
we need to put on
باید اون انسان جدید
we need to decide to take our Bible we need to decide to pray we need to decide to bring worship to him and to do the works
and
how are you doing with
امروز شما چیکار
میکنید yeah this new year
انسان جدید
yeah will be a good start to make a daily habit in your life
آغاز خوبی که اون عادت کردن به این روش‌های جدید زندگی.
But you don't know my situation. It's hard.
شرایط منو نمی‌دونی. سخت آنه.
Yeah, it's work.
آره کاره.
It takes some commitment from your side.
باید عهد ببندی با خودت.
It takes action from your side.
باید قدم رو تو برداری.
But if you want to live in newness of life, if you want to lay off the old man, yeah, if you're tired of certain sins in your life that keep coming back, yeah, you need to take these steps. Go to Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verses 15 to 18. Sorry, 16 to 18.
اما میگویم به رو رفتار کنید پس شهوات جسم را به جا نخواهید آورد زیرا خواست جسم به خلاف رو هست و خواست رو به خلاف جسم و این دو با یکدیگر در تضاد است به طوری که آنچه میخواهید نمیکنید اما اگر از رو هدایت شدید زیر شریعت نیستید و اعمال جسم آشکار است
Yeah, the spirit and the flesh are in comparison. But then it says, if you walk in the Spirit, then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do you struggle with certain things, like the
deceit,
lying, stealing, bitterness, etc.? Put on the new man. Yeah, start every day out putting on the right man, the new man. Yeah, celebrate the start of the day with God. Yeah, we want to get rid of the sins in your life, focus on doing spiritual things.
تمرکز کنیم به چیزهای روحانی.
Yeah, let God speak to you through His word.
بذارید خداوند از طریق کلامش با شما صحبت کنه. خداوند از طریق موعظه با شما صحبت کنه. بهش خدمت کنید.
Yeah, and this is what I wanted to remind you of with this new year starting. Yeah, we need to keep putting on a new man on a daily basis.
اون انسان جدید رو باید هر روزه بتنیم.
Yeah, but already know the Bible.
من کتاب مقدس رو خوندم بلدم.
Yeah, I read it once.
Yeah,
read it three times.
خوندم.
No, you don't know the Bible.
با این حال نمی‌دونید.
And guess what?
می‌دونی چرا؟
If you stop reading.
چرا که دست بکشین از خوندن کلام؟
Yeah, you lose knowledge.
اطلاعات
you forget.
رو از دست می‌دی. فراموش می‌کنی.
Yeah, you must keep reading the Bible every day.
ادامه بدین هر روز خوندن کلام.
Yeah, for the rest of your life.
تو ادامه زندگی تو هر روز زندگی
کن. It's a book that is for life.
کتابی است که برای زندگی تو داده شده از اول تا آخر زندگی.
And it guides us to living life in the way God intends us to live it. Go to Ephesians 4.
Ephesians 4,
verse 17.
پس اینجا میگویم و در خداوند شهادت میدهم که شما دیگر رفتار منمایید چنانکه امتهای دیگر در بطالت ذهن خود رفتار مینمایند که در عقل خود تاریک هستند و از حیات خدا محروم به سبب جهالتی که به خاطر سختیشان در ایشان است که هر حساسیتی را از دست دادند خود را به هرزگی تسلیم کردند تا هر گونه ناپاکی را حریصانه به عمل آورند.
What does Paul say? He doesn't want them to walk as the other Gentiles. Yeah, the people that surround them.
Yeah.
Because you are a new creature in Christ. You have life. You have truth. Your understanding is not darkened. You're enlightened. You have the Holy Spirit living in you who leads you into all truth. Yeah, now take action. Start living this new life. Yeah, we celebrated the start once when you got saved. You became a new creature. Now celebrated every day by putting on the new man. Yeah, and not with physical preparation. New clothes. Some music of the world. And calling up people. But now with picking up your Bible. Lifting up your prayers. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sharing the good news. And doing the good works. That which God had before ordained that we should walk in. Amen.